KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's just after 8 o'clock. We have partly cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Members of the CAM and Adair Casey School District's Board of Education will hold a joint meeting this evening at the CAM High School Media Center in Oneida. The 6 p.m. meeting will include discussion between the two boards about possible whole grade sharing opportunities. No action will be taken. The Adair Casey Board met with the Guthrie Center School Board Monday evening and is set to meet with board members from West Central Valley School District tomorrow evening. In other business, the CAM School Board tonight will hold a public hearing at 6:30 on the 2015-16 budget, followed later in the session by a resolution approving the budget. Other items include a 2015-16 school calendar, gym floor bids, approval of graduates from the CAM High School and Iowa Connections High School. The meeting will conclude following an exempt session for negotiations. Elsewhere in area news, a woman from Nebraska was sentenced Monday to a term of probation for her role in the 2014 thefts of cattle from two farms in Cass County. The Cass County Attorney's Office reports 42-year-old Amy Springer of Omaha pled guilty to a felony charge of theft in the second degree. Because Springer had no previous record, though, she was given a deferred judgment and sentenced to 2 years probation. Springer was released from the Cass County Jail late Monday morning. Springer, along with 57-year-old Irvin J. Jacob of Omaha, was charged in connection to the theft of cattle from Friend Brothers Farms near Lewis. The stolen cattle were unloaded to unsuspecting buyers at various Iowa and Nebraska sale barns. Jacob faces charges that include ongoing criminal conduct and 3 counts of theft in the second degree. His pretrial conference is set for May 11th with trial on May 27th. A third person allegedly connected to the crime, 49-year-old James Michael Brunzo Jr., also of Omaha, was being held without bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail of charges and theft in the first degree and burglary in a third degree. Both men have entered pleas of not guilty to the charges. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports 4 recent arrests. Starmer said Monday that 23-year-old Cassandra Preston Burcham Hoagland of Audubon was arrested Sunday for disorderly conduct. Burcham Hoagland was released on a promise to appear. On Saturday, Audubon Police arrested 50-year-old Mitchell Lee Thompson of Audubon. He was arrested on warrants for possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The warrants stem from an incident that took place in Audubon on April 6th. Audubon Sheriff's Office deputies assisted in the arrest. Last Friday, 21-year-old Samantha Christine Schmidt of Audubon was arrested for harassment. She was processed and released on a promise to appear later in court. And on April the 4th, 58-year-old Philip Allen Rustvold of Audubon was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Rustvold was taken to the Audubon County Jail for processing and later released. A Corning man was arrested on drug charges following an execution of a search warrant by the Adams County Sheriff's Office Monday. Just before 11 a.m., sheriff's officials searched a residence at 720 Benton Avenue in Corning after they had received a report of a man giving meth to a person under the age of 18. 27-year-old Clayton Nathaniel Parsons was arrested and charged with conspiracy to deliver meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Officers discovered meth packaged up for resale during the search. Parsons was being held on $25,300 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Elliott was arrested last night. 29-year-old Jennifer Nicole Raines was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. on a valid warrant out of Shelby County for probation violation. Raines was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on bond. And police in Red Oak report 3 recent arrests. At around 10 p.m. Monday, officers arrested 21-year-old Tyler Lynn Gobert of Shenandoah on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Gobert was taken into custody in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street and booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. At around 10:15 last night, Red Oak police arrested 28-year-old Benjamin William Herbeck of Red Oak on a charge of criminal trespass. Herbeck was also being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 1 a.m. today, Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old Jason Weston Sismarek of Red Oak. The man was taken into custody for neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. Sismarek was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and was being held on $10,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs used their stun guns during 2 recent separate incidents. According to the Daily Nonpareil, at around noon on Monday, 22-year-old Kadir Ali Marie of West Bloomfield, Michigan, attempted to purchase a phone at a Verizon store at Marketplace Drive using a fake ID. The business called police, and when officers arrived, the man fled the store on foot. Police reports said a brief foot pursuit ended with officers using a stun gun on Murray on the south side of the Shopko shopping center in Council Bluffs. Authorities arrested the man on suspicion of second-degree theft, eluding police, disobedience to a peace officer, and identity theft. Because Murray was using fake identification, authorities were unable to determine who he was. Sergeant Chris Lieber with the police department had indicated the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office entered his fingerprints into a national database to determine his name, and Murray remains in the jail on $5,000 bond. On Saturday, Bluffs police used a stun gun to detain 32-year-old Philip S. Toplitsky, who was wanted on drug charges. Sergeant Chad Myers said shortly after 12:30 a.m. Saturday, an officer approached Toplitsky, who was a passenger in a sport utility vehicle that was backing into a parking space at 520 30th Avenue in the Manawa Power Center. Toplitsky willingly offered his identification to the officer, who checked his name in the police database. The officer found active warrants for Toplitsky, but before an arrest could be made, the man fled on foot. A brief chase ensued before the officer deployed his stun gun on Toplitsky in a nearby parking lot. Authorities arrested Toplitsky on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and suspicion of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug equipment, and eluding a police officer. Toplitsky was freed after posting $26,000 bond. A Cherokee man has been sentenced in connection to a lengthy standoff with police. 36-year-old Joshua Alexander was sentenced Monday to up to 10 years in prison. He took a plea deal in March to intimidation with a dangerous weapon and assault on a peace officer, dropping attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Police responded to a call on October 30th about a suicidal person in Cherokee County. Officers say Allender refused to leave the home and fired a gun from an upstairs window. Over 6 hours later, officers fired tear gas inside, and Allender was soon taken into custody. He's required to serve at least 5 years of his sentence before he's eligible for parole. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.